Hi everyone, I'm Kenny Lindner and I am on this week's Man of the Hour with Justin Crawford, and we're talking about my book, Aspire Higher, How to Find the Love, Positivity, and Purpose to Elevate Your Life in the World. And it's all about making positive, strategic, and constructive life choices that will put your life on a fulfilling and wonderful track and instill positivity and love and peace and highest life purpose in your heart.
Welcome to the Men of the Hour podcast, everyone, where I, Justin Crawford, conduct candid interviews with some of today's most brilliant leaders, famed actors, successful entrepreneurs, and so many more. Nothing's off limits here because we're uncovering insight, encouragement, and advice as my guests share everything about their personal lives, careers, and the lessons they've learned along the way. We're in the brand new year of 2022 and the start of season 6 of this podcast, and I just wanted to wish you all the healthiest and happiest start to it, and I hope everything this year comes true for each of you. Now on this episode, you're going to hear from Kenny Lindner. Kenny owns and is the chief executive officer of one of the world's most successful and well-respected newscasts and host representation companies, Kenny Lindner & Associates Incorporated. He's also an author and has written 2 major best-selling books, Career Choreography and Aspire Higher. I wanted you all to hear from Kenny as the first episode of the year because the day I met him and he trusted me with my hosting career, I quickly learned that he was one of the most encouraging, charismatic, and wisest people I think I've ever worked with. That said, this episode will be an incredible way for each of you to kick off the 2022 new year with much optimism, focus, and motivation on how to elevate your life in ways that I know you want to. As always, thanks for clicking play when you could have chose any other podcast, and I hope you enjoy this episode. One of my favorite guests, one of my favorite people, and we're going to get into so much on this new year episode of 2022 with you, Kenny, but I have to start by saying thank you for saying yes to me again to being the first guest of the year on this show.
Oh, Justin, I'm thrilled to be with you and everybody out there, and I couldn't be more excited.
So to give you some background, everybody who's tuning in right now, and I don't usually go off the record or off the cuff like this, but Kenny, as long as he's been in the business of show and news and media and entertainment, I just recently met Kenny, and it was when he was talking about his other book, Career Choreography, and did a press run around that. And since then has become one of the kindest and most giving people that I think I've ever met in this business, which we'll talk about a little later in this conversation. But right now I want to talk about this book with you, Kenny. I think as we approach the new year, as this is the first episode to go out on January 10th, 2022, Aspire Higher and All Its Greatness Within. If you're tuning in right now, it's an incredible book. I read it when I was traveling between here and LA, actually chasing Kenny and a lot of other people in this business, thinking about what I wanted to bring out of my life and my career. So when it comes to the book, let's start there, Kenny. So when you decided to write this and conceptualize it, bring it to life, why? Like the big question is why? What drove you to even write this book?
Well, Justin, I'm a huge news watcher, and anybody who watches the news or reads, you know, newspapers, you hear about all of the crime, the violence, the ugliness, the smash and grabs, the devastating effects of COVID and global warming and the division in our company, in our country, and the rancor and runaway inflation. I really feel like many of us are demoralized, our spirits are deflated because we don't see a way up or a way out of this. And I wrote Aspire Higher to give everyone the clear and actionable steps to make positive life choices that elevate your spirit, elevate your soul, put positivity and love and highest life purpose in your hearts. And when you do this, you're motivated to live your very best and highest life. You're motivated to self-actualize. And in the new year, what a great time to do this, to start making positive life choices that put your life on the right track, a better track, a more fulfilling track.
And you said a very important word there, which is motivation. I think that that's what's going to drive a lot of people to then building out what those positive life choices would be, which we'll get into in just a moment. I would be blessed not to ask you, Kenny, have you always wanted to put something like this out into the world? I don't know when I'll ever be an author, but I meet authors like you and such incredible people like you in this business. And then I begin to wonder if this is something that you had planned, or at what point did you realize Aspire Higher was then going to be something that you wanted to share with the world?
Well, Justin, I was a late blooming, clumsy, overweight, insecure youngster for various reasons. And I had a few people, my mom, a sociology teacher, my tennis coach, who believed in me when it wasn't fashionable. And they were the wind beneath my wings. Because of their belief in me, I believed in myself. I felt like I was okay, and I was going to do some really good things. And as a result, my mission in life has been to see what can be in others, envision it, and figure out the steps to go from where we are today to how to help people attain those beautiful dreams that they have, their goals, their highest goals. So that's part of career choreography. It's part of life choreography, figuring out the steps to get there. But it's all about making the right choices. The people who fulfill their potential, who feel great about their lives, make great choices, make choices that reflect their highest selves, their highest goals, and their highest values. So I felt at a time when we most need it, we need a book that gives clear steps to help people make small and then bigger, more important life choices so that they fulfill their goals, put positivity in their hearts, and have confidence that they can do this and put their life on a better track.
Kenny Lindner for president, everybody. I say that so passionately. But like you have always had this passion behind the things that you say out loud. And I think a lot of people can learn from that as we continue this conversation for the next hour. You mentioned steps, and there's five major steps in your book regarding life choices. And I wanted to ask you to break those down for us, what those top five were.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Justin, because as I was thinking about our podcast today, I actually thought that one of the first steps might actually have a few components. So the first thing is, it's so important for everyone to recognize how important our life choices are. They're key. They are our golden paths to putting our lives on a great track. You know, trains go where tracks take them. Our lives are a reflection of our choices. So we've got to make great choices. So you need to treasure those opportunities to make great choices. The other part of it is, I really think to put yourself in a really good frame of mind, I think it's important to think about all the things you do have in your life, as opposed to the things you don't. Because I know during this time when, you know, COVID is going on and we see possibly the long-term effects of global warming and we hear about all the violence, we, as I said earlier, can get demoralized. I think we need to center ourselves and know what it is we do have, what our assets are, what our blessings are. These are the good old days. They may get better, but we're alive and we can do something about our lives. We can better ourselves. So I think that's important. The second thing is to recognize that the way you gain confidence, the way you feel empowered that you can change your life for the better is by starting today to make small life choices and feel good about them. Get your confidence, secure your victories. It's like being on a diet. You lose the first 5 pounds. You look good. You feel great. You want to continue to make great dietary choices. And just, it's the same thing with life choices. Start to make them. Start to see how good you feel. Start to feel how empowered you are. Start to feel that self-esteem elevating, those feelings of self-worth elevating, your self-image elevating because you're making great life choices. It is, as I said, so motivating. The second or third thing is to savor those great life choices. This is really key because if you feel like you've made great life choices, and as I said, your self-esteem and your feelings of self-worth elevate, you start to feel like you're worthy of the better life you're creating. You deserve it. And if you feel worthy and deserving of your new life, your better life, you start to develop all important feelings of self-love. And this is so important because if you love yourself, you're going to make life choices that reflect that love, that reflect you wanting to take care of your well-being, your health, your mindset, your family, your career. So it motivates you, compels you, catalyzes you to make great life choices that reflect that self-love. So that's one important part. The second big part about self-love is, and I believe many of you out there will agree with this, if you love yourself, you're more likely to bestow love and kindness and collaboration and civility onto others. And that is so important because it becomes what I talk about in Aspire Higher, the Aspire Higher triple bonus. By making positive life choices and developing self-love, A, you elevate yourself, you are motivated to elevate others, and collectively, we can then elevate our country. And what happens is, and I believe this is the golden formula, is that we can have the peace in our country that we want. We can have the unity, the civility, the mutual respect, and the kindness, and the collaborative spirit that I think we all crave. So making positive life choices for yourself can lead you on an incredible path that can elevate us all.
If you don't hear it, everybody, I'm snapping all my fingers and toes. Kenny, you have put together such an incredible strategy, sauce, recipe, whatever you want to call this. And for people tuning in right now, I was looking through the five of those key, well, you had mentioned there was one sub under number one, but what those steps were. And it makes so much sense as you talk about them. I could have read them off and I was like, there's no way. Kenny already has these things embedded in his head, you know, and then you bring up positive life choice psychology, which is a term you created. And I do want to talk more about that in just a moment. Before that, I know that, I mean, even personally speaking here, and the only reason I say personally is because I'm trying this thing in 2022 where I'm going to not assume anything of our listeners. So if you're listening right now, I'm no longer going to say anything like, I believe people do this, or I think people are like this. But I would think that to myself, it is sometimes hard that all 7 days of the week, all 365 days of the year, to think in that positive life choice state. You know, so how can someone practice thinking so positively or beginning to make positive life choices every single day? Because I'm a super fan, and I know you are too, we've talked about this many times, that it's the daily practices, it's the small habits that then get you to where you want to go personally and professionally. But more importantly, how can someone get to that place?
Well, Justin, that is a great, great question. And the interesting part about your question is it actually leads me to one of the last steps. So, you know, scientists talk about something called the negativity bias. And that means that we as human beings have a proclivity. We're hardwired to focus on the negative more than the positive. I gather initially it was to protect us and all of that. But the thing is, we can hear one positive thing, or we can hear, I should say, three positive things and one negative. And we are hardwired to focus on the one negative rather than the three positive. Not only that, we obsess on it and we stay obsessed longer than on the positive. So the key really is, if we don't start developing a foundation of positive life choices and confidence that we can build our lives and make them better, and most importantly, that we deserve it, we will fall like a house of cards when something bad happens. Because I've heard so many self-help experts say, well, if you think happy, if you think positively, if you think great thoughts, you'll be happier. And I think that works until something really bad happens. And then we tend to, if we don't have the foundation, fall like a house of cards, as I said. As a result, we spiral down because of our negativity bias, because we tend to focus on the negative. And when we start making poor life choices, then we start to lose our confidence that we can affect positive change. Our feelings of self-esteem plummet. So it's a bad sort of confluence of things. So I just like to take one more step here. Along with the negativity bias, we have to be careful that we don't make life choices when we are hijacked by toxic emotions, potentially toxic emotions, such as fear, anger, rage, feelings of hopelessness, feelings of frustration, feelings of resentment, of being unvalued. Because when we feel badly, when we're angry, when we're enveloped by those emotions, we tend to act quickly. We want to make ourselves feel better for the moment. We say something in rage. We send the email we never should send, and in hindsight, wish we never had. So the key really is, we need to make cognitively clear life choices to make decisions that reflect our highest selves and our highest goals and our highest values. So we need to take time to cool off, to be cognizant of the values that are most important to us, the result we really want to secure, the most valuable, treasured result that we want to secure with every life choice that we make. It is so important. And in Aspire Higher, I talk about various things that you can do to dissipate the toxic energy charges that can dismantle your best judgment when you're making your life choices. So it's really important to make cognitively clear decisions and not be held captive by the negativity bias or potentially toxic emotions. One other thing, I use the word potentially toxic emotions because emotions aren't per se positive or negative. You can use emotions like anger to catalyze you to do great things. Allegedly, Tom Brady, arguably the best quarterback who's ever lived, allegedly, and I've seen stories on ESPN regarding this, was drafted, well, this is, I guess, true, drafted 199th in the 2000 draft. And he was allegedly angry that people, general managers, let him slip so far in the draft. He felt he was much better than that. And I am told that he played with that chip on his shoulder to prove to everyone how wrong they were. You know, in sports, coaches put up bulletin board material to make people feel like they're disrespected, to get them to play harder and play smarter and to play better. So you can use perceived negative emotions to get you to make positive life choices and do positive and constructive acts. So it's not the emotion that's negative. It is the expression of that emotion that's either constructive or destructive. So, okay, putting this all together, now it is so important to start making small and then larger cognitively clear life choices, emotion-free and negative bias-free. Again, I talk about all this and give solutions to all of this and aspire higher. But the key is, if you develop core confidence that you can elevate your life through making life choices, and you have high self-esteem, and you feel great about the life that you are crafting and designing for yourself, the chances are, Justin, you're not going to fall like a house of cards. And in almost all instances, you will be motivated to think about what the most important choice you can make is, what the best choice is, the choice that reflects, again, what you most want in life and the person you most want to be in life. So that is your buoy, anchor, and path to make life, to make great life choices most of the time. No one's going to make great life choices all the time. We all slip and stumble, but the key is, it's like a great athlete. You don't win every match, but you want to win most, and you want to win the big ones. And that's the same thing about making life choices.
After everything you just said on that, I continue to think about the phrase my parents used to say, that life is of the choices you make. And that's exactly what you just talked about. And then you bring up that you could do it without emotion or negative bias. The negative bias, I totally understand. The emotion, I feel like, could be quite difficult, Kenny. And the reason I think so is because we're humans, right? We're emotional at nature. So what would you say are some of the best tactics to go into making choices, like all the positive choices in life, or the best choices for yourself, without thinking too much about it or getting too emotional?
Well, I think the first thing is, you want to take time before you get enveloped in those emotions. Take quiet time to know what it is you really want in your life. You know, we're all so busy, although, you know, with COVID, I think we have more time. It's so important to think about, what do I really want in my life and the person I really want to be? And it's not the person that your parents want you to be. It's not the person that your employers want you to be, your spouse or partner wants you to be. It's the person that you want to be. You need to be your authentic self, because you want to make choices that are in harmony with what your heart is telling you, your gut is telling you. You want to be in harmony with all of that. It's so important. I've seen so many people who have become bitter and resentful because they've been living somebody else's life. They've been doing things, because of somebody else's expectations or pressures, and they can be such a load, and they can so take you on the wrong track. You need to blaze your own trail. It's your life. They're your choices. You need to make them and live with them, because you're the one who's going to have to live with them. So that's really, it's really important to do that, Justin. And with regard to emotions, if you know what you really want and you still find yourself enveloped in emotion, in the sense that somebody really angers you, or you're feeling really hurt or frustrated, all of those emotions, the key is, step back, take a deep breath, really just relax. And if you can, think about, as I said, what you do have in your life, the blessings in your life. Think about the love in your life, the pets you love, the people you love. Play some great music that transports you away from those emotions. Take a bike ride, take a beautiful walk in some really pretty place, some place that transports you, that makes you appreciative, something that centers you. That's what we're looking for, getting back to center so that you're not angry, hurt, or anything else. Try to reframe the situation so you think of a more constructive and positive perspective on it or approach. And then when you cool down, when you've calmed down, there's one more thing that's so important, Justin, And that is, be consequence cognizant. And what I mean by that is, think about all of the bad, horrific, or self-sabotaging consequences of you acting out of your emotions and making a bad decision. Because it not only affects you, but it can affect many others, people you love and maybe people you know and maybe people you don't know. But you need to consider the consequences of your acts before you act. Really key, before you act. We all have heard so many disasters with people who, in hindsight, had they thought about the consequences of their acts and how it could dismantle your whole life. I mean, I think it was Warren Buffett who said something about, you can take a lifetime to build up a great life and 2 minutes to destroy it. And bad decisions, really bad decisions that have horrible impacts, can destroy many things. So you need to think of those consequences. That may cool you down a little bit. So when you think about thinking about your blessings, being in a quiet place, listening to music, watching a great show or film, just center yourself. Then when clarity and calm and cool have come back, you can then once again think about what you really want out of this interaction. What's the best outcome? What's the best result? And what's consistent with what I really want in my heart of hearts? And then you're much more likely, when calm is restored and you can think and reason clearly, to make a really great life choice.
You make podcasting very easy, Kenny. So you once said with Aspire Higher, as you were writing it, that it's not just a book for you, that it was a life mission. So what did you mean by that?
Well, ever since I was a youngster, I realized how important our choices are. And then when I was in college, I wrote a thesis on how our choices can affect our feelings of self-esteem, self-worth, and our self-image. So throughout my life, I've been a huge, I guess, proponent of and student of how important life choices are and how they need to be treasured, because they make all the difference in the world. And as somebody who choreographs careers, and I have counseled thousands upon thousands of people over the last 38 years who've made tens of thousands of choices, many times the difference between those who fulfill their potential and feel fulfilled, feel great about themselves, and those who don't, the ones who succeed are the ones who make constructive life choices. We all are faced with roadblocks, obstacles, things we never planned on, things we can't stand. But the key is, what's the constructive path? How do we make the most of what we're dealt with? I mean, we've all heard the saying, you know, if you're given lemons, make lemonade. Well, the key really is, how do you make the best lemonade possible? And to me, the people who are constructive decision makers, who make life choices that benefit themselves, and we'll talk about this later, being a solutionary, benefit others, are the huge winners in life.
And if you want to be a huge winner, I want you to invest in yourself. Kenny wants you to invest in yourself. You can head to Amazon right now and you can snag a copy of Kenny's book, Aspire Higher, which I'll put directly in this podcast description for everybody listening today. And of course, there's his other book, Career Choreography, that he alluded to as well, which is also available on Amazon to purchase. And we're going to go into a quick commercial break, my friends, and we'll be right back.
And there's the sound I was looking for. It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business today. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big businesses, so startups, upstarts, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibilities, my friends, and I know that each of you, whoever's listening right now, who wants to be an entrepreneur, start your own business, this is one of the best tools to do so. Believe me when I say Men of the Hour used to try to sell merchandise and clothing, and we thought we were going to embark on some business opportunities. But when we got in touch with the Shopify team, there seems to be so much more opportunity there because, as they always like to say, success is a million milestones on a forever evolving path. My team and I love Shopify for so many reasons, but a lot of which has to do with the tools and resources which make it so easy for any business alike to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Like mine and many businesses that I know, Shopify powers millions from first sale to full scale. Reach customers online and across social networks with the ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, which include Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. You can also gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. That's more than just a store for everybody who's using it. Shopify grows with you. This is possibility, and it's powered by Shopify. If you're interested today, just go to shopify.com/menofthehour in all lowercase for a free 14-day trial and full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business today and just go to shopify.com/menofthehour right now. Shopify, again, is more than just a store. Connect with your customers today, drive sales, manage your day-to-day, and do so at shopify.com/menofthehour. We're going to get back to that incredible conversation with Kenny right now.
Moving right along, my friend Kenny. So I want to talk about you, Mr. Lindner. So you've done so much in the business of newsmaking, hosting, agency work, representation, consultancy over, like you had said, 38 plus years. And I can only imagine how you've done it. Anybody listening could also only imagine how you've been able to do it. So as you look back now that we're entering 2022, what would you say were some of the key components to all your success when you were building Ken Lindner as the brand, as the person, and then ultimately, of course, Ken Lindner and Associates?
Well, I think, first of all, Justin, it's really important to have a great foundation in whatever you do, because if you know what you're doing, if you have the skills, you have the confidence, you have the goods, and, you know, build it and they will come. You know, it's really interesting. What I do, and this is so important for everybody out there, it's important to do what you love, do what you're good at, do what drives you to go to work every day, and do something that gives your life meaning and gives meaning to other people's lives as well. And I feel like I do all of that. It is sort of a melding of all of that, in that I find people when they're in pivotal positions, things can go either way, or when they're at the beginning of their careers. I don't represent anybody who I think's already made it. To me, the fun is in helping people get there. Again, this goes back to what we talked about earlier. Three people saw what could be in me. And eventually I became, maybe even an overachiever. But I had that belief in me. My mission, in turn, is to believe in others. As I said, see what can be in others, be the wind beneath their wings, and give them the strategic steps, help them make the life choices that put the percentages in their favor that they will attain their goals and live their dreams. The definition of career choreography, which is the first book that you mentioned, is that there is a logical set of steps that anyone can take to put the percentages in their favor that they will attain their goals and live their dreams. The key is to astutely craft those steps, logical steps. And that's what I love. I love being a strategic career choreographer and a life choreographer. Everything I do, when there's a goal, I say, okay, what's the choreography? What is the most timely, smart, logical set of steps that I can take to get to where I want to go? And I love that.
I love that. Listen, Kenny, and there's so much there that you alluded to with respect to why you're doing what you love, how you got to doing what you do now, which is what you love. Can you give us an example though? So when I think of choreography and making those, like you had said, logical steps, it's almost quite difficult unless you have an expert like yourself to then help you craft those steps. So could you give us an example of a time you took a talent? So for instance, you've represented Lester Holt, Mario Lopez, and Curry. The list will go on for thousands of, you know, people. But if there's one person you can think of where they had no idea what those steps would have been, and it was your responsibility as their agent and person that was representing them to create those steps, what was that process and success story like?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Mario Lopez is a really great example of this. But I must say, I work with a great team. Mario has an amazing manager who's really the quarterback. His name is Mark Schulman. And before I started representing Mario, Mark was in the picture and doing a phenomenal job. I think the world of him. I also co-represent Mario with WME, William Morris Endeavor, and have done that right from the beginning. We signed Mario jointly as a client. So I'm not the only one doing it, but I can give you an interesting choreography. When we first found Mario, he was hosting a show, I think it was on the Animal Planet called Pet Star. And he wanted to be, you know, as good a host as he could possibly be. And one of the wonderful things about Mario is he's such a hard and astute worker. He will work as hard as he needs to work for as many hours as he needs to work. And by the way, that's so important. I mean, when you think of the people who are really great, you always hear of Tom Brady, you heard of Kobe Bryant and others. They're the first one in the gym and the last to leave. You know, hard, smart work is what I think helps people fulfill their potential. You also have to have great gifts, but hard work is so important. Repetition is so important. Being a student is so important. Learning what you do right, learning the things you maybe can do better and improving upon those. So Mario needed to become much more a part of the national consciousness. And the first thing that really made a difference for him was he was on Dancing with the Stars. And all of a sudden it put him back in our consciousness in a really big way. And he did really well. And people went, Mario Lopez, Mario Lopez. And I believe after that, a really brilliant executive at Extra at the time, still was at Extra, Lisa Grigorish hired Mario to be a reporter and then weekend anchor and then weekday anchor. And all of a sudden, things started to happen for Mario. Obviously, he's hosting a national show. And then they moved Extra to Universal City Walk. And it allowed Mario to even be more organic. It allowed him to not be as scripted and allowed him to just interact with people in a really natural way. And I feel the reason why morning hosts are so successful, why Katie Kirk was so successful and others, is because you're just not reading to prompter. They're not reading to you. They're talking. It's a conversation. You get a window into their soul, into their sense of humor, into who they are, what makes them tick. And we're all voyeurs. I think ever since the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase, we've seen it all. We've seen the raw and the real. You know, the curtain has been lifted. We want people to be themselves because we want to get to know them. We feel like we have a relationship with them. I, as somebody who represents many of the, you know, most terrific hosts and newscasters, when I see somebody that I don't know, I feel like I know them. I went, you know, I'll see them on the street and I'll go, and I'm almost feeling like I should go up to them and say hi. But I realize I know them from the screen. I don't really know them, but I feel that way because they connect with me and I connect with them. So this is all, as I said, career choreography. The next step was doing things that played up Mario's love for being a dad and a loving husband, because who knows, the next step could be, you know, a daytime talk show, which came to be when Mario moved from Extra to NBC Universal to host Access Hollywood. And he hosts Access Daily now with Kit Hoover. And it is that morning talk show. And being the loving dad that he is, being the husband that he is, makes him a much better host. It fills him out. It gives him things to talk about. It gives it, it takes him, he's able to come from a very powerful, loving place, and it makes him a better host. So all of these things help in his evolution. And there are other steps, but the key really is we had different steps for different situations. In Lester Holt's case, he went from being a weekday anchor at WBBM in Chicago to MSNBC, and then eventually to be, I believe, the Weekend Today Show host. And then he was offered Weekend Nightly News. And the question was, did he take both? And the answer was yes, because he wanted to show both of his sides, the news side and the hosting side. And we didn't know whether there was going to be a position on the Today Show that might come up or nightly news. And it turned out, after a number of years of Lester anchoring nightly news and getting great ratings when he filled in for Brian Williams, when Brian Williams left that chair, Lester was the natural organic person to replace him, because they already knew the audience liked him. They already knew when Lester filled in that the ratings were good. So there is a strategic set of steps for everyone, not to guarantee that you're going to get the job you want, but to put the percentages in your favor that you're going to do it. I can give one more scenario, but you tell me, Justin. This one is more about how I became an author.
I would love to hear that too. Are you kidding me? Those were great examples. So thank you for sharing those. But of course, this example on being an author, please share.
Well, I'll be very quick. So I have always loved studying not only positive life choices, but child psychology. I love kids and all of that. And about 25 years ago, I wrote a book about making positive life parents instilling high self-esteem and high self-worth in their children so that they make positive life choices. I got representation, and not one person bid on the book. I mean, it was, I can't tell you how many rejections, but many. And pretty much it was the same response. He's not a psychologist. He's not a psychiatrist. He's not a parent. You know, absolutely no credibility. So I was dead in the water. But as I said, I tried to figure out the most constructive set of steps to get me to where I want to go. And the interesting part was that one of the strategies that I've used with my clients a lot is a strategy of lead with your strength, lead with your strength. And what that meant for me was that if I wanted to become an author, get into the club, I'm going to write a broadcasting book, because I've got a client list like no other. So I'm going to lead with that strength, that I am an expert in that field, and I've got a client list that I can brag about, and I was really proud of. And I decided to write the book and not just do a proposal, because I wanted to show them that I knew a ton of stuff, and I had a lot to offer in that book. And then I went to the library and looked at who the publishers were of the kinds of books that I wanted to write, that genre. I found those publishers, made a list, contacted them myself because no agent wanted to represent it because it's sort of more of a niche book. And I was given three offers, and Broadcasting Realities was published. Then when I was lecturing at a broadcasting convention, an ex-Oprah producer heard me talk about emotions and how we use emotions and how emotions can, you know, cloud our best judgment, all the things that we've already talked about. At the end of the lecture, the ex-Oprah producer came up and said, you know, everybody talks about the intellectual component of decision making, but you talked about how you use your energy charges to motivate you to make positive life choices. Nobody's really come at it that way. You should write the book. Well, 4 years later, I wrote Your Killer Emotions, and it did really well. And now I'm into the self-help book club. And then I wrote Crunch Time, and then Career Choreography, and then Aspire Higher. And one of these days, I'm going to write that book about kids, because now I have the credibility. I have two books or three books that are in the self-help genre about making positive life choices. I also have twin 20-year-olds, so I have the children and I have the experience, and that's the choreography. The only part that wasn't planned for to write the books was we didn't have the children to write the book, but I do have the experience and the credibility, and it all started with leading with my strength. And that is, I got into the club of being an author by figuring out what it is that they needed, what I can offer that was unique or at least valuable.
And this, I can't stop thinking about what you said earlier with regards to logical step taking. This is exactly what you'd said. And that's why you are an expert in doing that and choreographing and learning how to kind of do the song and dance of whatever it is you want to bring to life. And if you're listening right now and thinking about whatever that goal you want to pertain, you know, attain in 2022 is, or if there's a book, if there's a company you want to launch, if there's a particular career goal that you have, I think this has given you enough. But we're not done just yet, Kenny. So, you know, you've given us so much thought leadership on everything you've said so far. And thank you for sharing those three stories. I know sometimes it can get off the record, on the record type situations, but you shared plenty of what Lester Mario and yourself had went through enough to kind of help people understand what they can also see come to life, be it they have an agent or not. I think everybody has that potential. So now with potential, we're inching closer to the latter half of this conversation. And as we do so, I want to talk about the new year and how each of us can have the best one yet, not just with regards to positive life psychology and making positive life choices, possibly writing a book. Who knows how many potential authors are out there listening right now. But for you, I want to ask, as 2022 approaches us, are there any rituals that you have going into any new year that have served you well as you've built, you know, your business and your name, your books, you know, as you go into a new year, are there some rituals or, you know, steps that you tactfully take and build as the year starts?
Well, you know, when it comes to my business, I've always felt that if you do right by every client, the success will come, the income will come, and everything else will come. So the key really is, it's not, I mean, the end, yes, is important, but it's really about the pieces of the journey and getting the pieces of the journey right. Because if you get each step right, again, it's the choreography, then I really believe, in essence, the sum of the steps becomes, you know, even bigger than what you could have imagined for the whole. I never thought that my company would be the company it has been for, you know, almost, I don't know, 33 years now. I was an agent for 5 years before that. I'm thrilled, but it's because I had the best interests of my clients, I believe, at heart. And when I left a major agency, pretty much 98% of them followed me at some point or another when they could. And it's because I really helped them. It's because I did something tangible to improve their careers. And I think they felt I had their best interests at heart. So I think in anything you do, you want to have the solid foundation, as I talked about, and focus on each step. And I think if you do that, everything else will follow suit. And the other part of your question, Justin, do I do something every year? I actually don't, because I believe every day, I'm a student of life, and I believe every day I should take some time to think about the things I've done right, the things I could have done better, and I try to improve every day. I try to evolve every day. So it's not like, oh my God, the new year's here, and I all of a sudden I have to do all this stuff. Sure, there's always a turning of the page on the new year. There's always that emotional feeling, that all of that. But I try to do it every day. I don't wait for the end of the year. I try to make good choices. And when I don't, I just learn from them. And, you know, I had a conversation the other day with somebody, and it was a really interesting back and forth, because I said, you know, I don't think there are failures. You know, there aren't defeats in one sense. I believe that failures and defeats, if they become learning experiences, are really your first steps to securing sweet victories. So I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to take a risk, because it's the only way I grow. It's the only way I improve my repertoire. It's the only way I can see whether I can do this. If I'm afraid to do it, I'll never do it. And I've grown a lot by taking that extra step, by, you know, taking a calculated risk. But, you know, many times it's paid off. And if it doesn't, I know that too. And also, you want to learn what you don't like just as much what you do like. I mean, there's so many lessons to learn. So I don't look at things as failures or defeats or setbacks. I can get disappointed. I can be hurt, all of that. But I try to say, okay, what did I learn from it? And given the same situation or a similar one next time, how do I win that situation? How do I meet the moment and own it? So to me, it's all about how you look at things. And I look at, as I said, failures, defeats, challenges, setbacks, as first steps to victories.
It's almost as if everything you say is like the perfect soundbite that I can chop up 20 years from now and just archive on a VHS tape and be able to use it at any point for anybody who's listening. And if you're on this podcast episode today, you know, you heard it first, but I will always have these sound bites from you, Kenny. These are absolutely, everything you're saying is phenomenal. I want your final thoughts of wisdom on this idea of opportunity going into the new year, because I think that oftentimes, and this goes back to what you just said about, you know, it's a daily practice of yours to learn from those lessons and to make the mistakes and to see their opportunities in each day to continue to grow. And I do believe, and I've often said this on the show, it's a daily ritual, right? It's a daily practice of understanding how you're evolving as a person. And there's no wonder that there's 30-year-olds launching businesses, because they practice every day at doing that. Or there's 25-year-olds that launch a podcast, not me, but like really thinking about what it is each day that's going to build those things. And you said it, and I think that's a beautiful thing. On the other end of that, I know a lot of people love getting ready for the new year, because it's a great way to take a lot of what might have not gone so right, what might have not worked for them, and forget about it, right? Entering that new year of theirs. And so when you think of opportunity, what comes to mind for those 365 days of 2022 with regards to opportunity?
Well, you know, Justin, you and I have talked about this, but I wrote Aspire Higher for the holidays and the new year. In fact, I'm paying for every copy to be printed and shipped, because I wanted it out for the new year, because that's what Aspire Higher is all about. And that is knowing what you really want in your life, aspiring higher, aspire highest, know what your goals are, and then make choices that will help you get there. I mean, being a really strategic decision maker is very much like playing chess, because every move impacts other moves down the road. So you really have to look big picture at many of the decisions that you make, not everyone, but many of them, to make sure that it'll take you closer to your goals, to making you feel really good about who you are. Because if you feel really good about who you are, how you conduct your life, how you conduct your business, your self-esteem is going to rise and you'll make good decisions for yourself because you feel good about yourself. The thing about the new year or any day that you want to jumpstart your life is that as long as you're alive, you're going to have lots of opportunities to make choices. And when you talk about the word opportunity, that's what it is. The opportunity to put your life on a really great track, your career on a really great track, your relationships on a really great track by the choices that you consciously choose to make. So if you want to talk about New Year opportunities, just start making great life choices that are consistent with what you really want in your life and the person you ideally want to be.
Folks, there you absolutely have it. Kenny Lindner, this conversation has been nothing short of incredible today and every day that I get to talk to you, because friends like you keep the show alive and inspiring for so many of us to just hear what you have to say about your life and career. And then this latest book of yours, Aspire Higher. Everyone, if you've tuned in today, I want to thank you for clicking play when you could have chose any other podcast on the platform you're listening to right now. And Kenny, for all your words of wisdom and life thoughts and advice, I want to say thank you.
Well, Justin, it's my pleasure. And I wish everybody out there the most wonderful new year. And may all of your choices be incredibly positive.
Hey, it's Justin again. And before you exit this very episode, wherever you're listening, I want to say thank you for being here. I hope you learned something new and are leaving more inspired by the conversation you just heard. Men of the Hour is also on Instagram and YouTube at Men of the Hour Podcast, where you can find all of our video sneak peek exclusives and full episodes. Be sure to follow and subscribe and do all those great things so that we can stay connected. And right before you jump, I would love to hear from you if you would put a rating and review right here where you're listening. Until next Monday, continue taking care of yourself and building the best possible life.